Leg out.
Welcome back in, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life. About to get set for second half action between the Washington Spirit and your Chicago Red Stars, who take a 2-0 lead going into the second edition of 45 minutes for this match. Alongside Bill Downing and Jamie Newell, I'm Ryan Fay with you here. And before we get to the second half, to get started here in just a matter of moments here at Toyota Park this evening, a 6-minute goal from Kristen Preston, a 26-minute goal from Carl Walls is where we stand. And I mean, you guys said it before we were, you know, we took our halftime break, that they have kept the pressure on the Spirit defense, and you would expect nonetheless going forward here in the second half.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you know, let's get that third goal and, you know, really take Washington out of the game, because the thing you don't want to do is, and Chicago sometimes has a tendency to do this, is take your foot off the gas, because if you do that, you know, you look up in the 65 or 70th minute and it's 2-2. So get out, get that third goal, and, you know, keep putting your foot on Washington's net.
Yeah, they got to be careful. Crystal Dunn really came on the last 10 minutes of that first half. Coach Rory Dames came off the bench and had some choice words for his defense. She's had 2 to 3 really good scoring chances. They're definitely going to have to play a little bit better defense on them. They played a suffocating defense so far, but they can't take, as Jamie said, they can't take their foot off the gas. They're going to have to keep pressuring Washington. And I tell you, this is what we needed the Red Stars to do, was to come out, gain the momentum, and keep it up to this point.
And mind you, this is a Red Star team that is doing it so far through the first half without Alyssa Nayer, who is not playing tonight due to a right wrist sprain, and along with Stephanie McCaffrey, who is out tonight with a right ankle sprain as well. And we talked about that in the pregame show. Those could be pivotal losses in a matchup like this one with the Washington Spirit, but you wouldn't have known that there's no Nayer or McCaffrey at this point right now, because of how the defense has been doing so well against that front line of offense against the Washington Spirit.
Well, and as we said, you know, Dalton has so much experience as a backup goalie. So I'm sure Coach Dames, that was probably the least of his concern. And guys, that game in Western New York has gone final, saying it was the flash over the Breakers 4-0. But how about this from college football? Western Illinois defeated NIU 28-23.
Wow.
To say the Huskies are struggling would be an understatement.
And Notre Dame also losing today to Duke, so I know that makes we're up here doing our happy dance.
Well, that just gave away if we are fans of Notre Dame or not.
Oh, I didn't say that, did I? I'm sorry.
Either way, though, what are your guys' keys as we look ahead to the second half for the Red Stars and the Spirit?
I say maintain the defense, the defensive pressure the Red Stars are doing. Push the ball when necessary. Don't make any mistakes. I think you're going to see Washington trying to take more chances. You know, like we saw with the Kansas City game, Chicago had to take those chances late. I think you're going to have to see Washington start doing the same thing here, too.
Yeah, and again, try and get that third goal. But again, be smart with it, because if you can get that third goal, it makes life just so much easier. So, honestly, I think the first 10, 15 minutes are really going to be, you know, important for the Red Stars as to how this game is going to eventually end up.
And as Jamie mentioned, the Western New York Flash defeated the Boston Breakers 4-0. So the four teams for the playoffs are set. Now it's just a matter of who's going to play who in next week's semifinals. As of right now, the Western New York Flash have leapfrogged ahead of the Red Stars in the standings for third. So if it stands right now, even without this match concluding, it would be Washington versus Chicago and Portland versus Western New York. But if the Red Stars are able to hold on for this victory, which is very possible, it would be Washington taking on Western New York and Portland facing Chicago next week.
That makes for a really good series. I think Washington and Western New York, I think they match up really, really well. And I think, you know, as Jamie said, the Red Stars, they're a dangerous team, especially with the momentum that they're carrying in, at least to this point, up to the end of the regular season. When you're hot going into the playoffs, that's a team you got to look out for.
So the Red Stars have now taken the field, and they'll be going right to left in their light blue uniforms, light blue jerseys, light blue shorts and socks. And Michelle Dalton, the goalkeeper for the Red Stars, in the gray and white jersey with black pants and gray socks. And the Washington Spirit now take the field, and they'll be going left to right in their road red and navy blue uniforms with the red shorts and red socks. And the goalkeeper and Kelsey Wise in the black jersey, gray trim, white numbers, black shorts, and black socks.
But I tell you guys, if you're a Boston Breakers fan, that final whistle couldn't come soon enough tonight. I mean, what a disappointing season they had.
Yeah, they end the season 3-15-2 overall and only scoring 14 goals on the season.
Wow. Yeah, 11 points.
That's a long season.
We now get the second half underway as a quick boot along the left side goes out of play for a Red Star throw-in. You talked about it, Bill. You want to see the Washington Spirit come out aggressive, and they just tried it there off the opening kick.
Yes.
As now coming up along the right side, there was press for a moment, but bodied off there by Estelle Johnson.
It's hard to believe desperation from a number one team like this, and they're going to have to play from behind and do some things that uncharacteristically they wouldn't do.
It was Kruger there on the right side for a moment. DiBernardo with the takeaway up, heading out for Carl Walls past the midfield circle. Deflects around now to find Christine Nairn for a second. She's on the back end of the midfield circle in her own end. And almost a takedown there from Colabrigo. No call. They say play on.
Wow.
We go the other way. Sofia Huerta right to left along the right side now. Huerta trying to get into the box. Gets on the edge of it. Cross in. And oh!
Wow.
I don't think that was meant to be a goal on her part, but she'll take it. And in the 47th minute, 3-0 Red Stars. From our vantage point, it looked like they had no chance of going in. And you know what? Whatever works, right?
Gosh, you're right. I thought that was a pass, but what a beautiful shot. Wow. Impressive. And you called it. You needed that third goal. Here we are early here in the second half.
Sofia Huerta with the beautiful goal, which may have been she was looking forward to passing it, but she'll take it nonetheless. That's her seventh on the season, and it's 3-0 Red Stars.
And honestly, when it's going good, it's going good.
Mm-hmm. And this is the right opportunity for the Red Stars to have it going good. Comes towards the postseason, but immediately, just like that, we come off the opening reset for the Washington Spirit. They quickly move left to right, and a quick sneaky pass into the box there for Crystal Dunn, and she gets on the board not even a minute later, and it's 3-1 now. Red Stars deficit down to 2.
Yeah, and see, that's what you got to worry about is after your team scores a goal, you know, they got the momentum. It's easy for another team to nick a goal, and that's what Crystal Dunn was able to do.
It's going to be interesting to see how Chicago handles that.
And they didn't even get to announce the goal for Huerta before the Crystal Dunn goal had occurred. So within 60 seconds, we have 2 goals, 1 apiece from the Red Stars and Spirit, respectively. And we're off to a very fast pace here for this second half.
Wow. Yeah, we talked about it at halftime, what you got to be careful for. And 2 quick goals like that, I guess our observation just went right out the window.
As off the throw in there from the Spirit, it's done now. As Didaska now on the left side. So again, Huerta with that beautiful goal. As now it'll be Didaska along the left side. Didaska has it, but that'll be taken away. As now it's DiBernardo on the near side of the midfield circle. Red Stars 3-1. And that was both unassisted goals, mind you, as well. As everything in that action happened so fast.
You know, both teams got to catch their breath now after that.
You know, getting back to the Dunn goal, it was almost like, you know, she just took the ball from kickoff, just raced to the other end and put the ball in.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to sum it up, as Dalton boots her right to left off getting the pass back from Sam Johnson. As now Colaprico plays to the left side for Taylor Comeau. Taylor Comeau on the left side, past midfield, looking ahead there for Press, but Press didn't get started on moving forward. And Krieger will bring it back over to Wise, who has it back on the right side of the 18. Wise now will try to tell her defenders go up ahead forward. Wise now will go to her left side, and it'll find Didaska. Didaska now, a little give and go action, but it's taken away there by Gilliland. Now it's Taylor Comeau up forward with it, finds Carl Walls. Carl Walls right side. And she'll go now over to the far corner now for Huerta. Sofia Huerta in a one-on-one battle with Dunn. She backpedals and finds it over to Gilliland. Gilliland now over to center to Colaprico. Colaprico runs forward with it, goes to her right side, finds Huerta again. Huerta right side of the 18-yarder. And that one deflects away, and it'll be a corner kick.
Wait, Washington, right now, go ahead.
Yeah, Washington's really given Chicago a lot of room. I mean, Huerta got the ball outside of the box, and they just let her come into the box and do whatever she wanted.
You know, Washington's goalie right now looks like she's back on her heels, so I would just keep throwing shots at that goal, you know, after that last one that we didn't think that was even a shot to go in. You know, she's definitely got to be sitting back, rethinking her game plan.
DiBernardo, far left corner kick, and that goes way to the right.
Yeah.
And out of play over to the net. It'll be a goal kick now for Kelsey Wise. So Wise now with the goal kick left to right. And she takes her time with it, lets traffic clear, and she boots it left to right. A couple headers go around there right at midfield. And also, I'd be remiss if we didn't give a congratulations to Amanda Da Costa, who got called into camp for Team Portugal for the upcoming UEFA Women's Euro qualifiers.
Cool.
So congratulations to the Red Stars' very own number 13, Amanda Da Costa.
Sign up for the Red Stars. E-newsletter today.
So now along the right side there, and that was a save made by Kelsey Wise. And she boots it quickly left to right. And Bill, you talked about it. They were going to come out as aggressive as they could early on. They already got one goal, but they trail by two still.
Yeah, and the pressure right now, then again, they're going to go right over to their best player tonight. We have a player down for the Spirit.
And that is number 12 and Katie Stengel, a little shaken up on the play as she tried to go to her left side finding Crystal Dunn, but took some contact there with Huerta. And she appears to be shaking it off and is okay. So it'll be a set piece now off the foul for the Spirit, as they'll have it from about 35 yards out. So here comes another opportunity here for the Spirit to try to narrow this deficit that they face. 3-1 Red Stars, 52nd minute. Three different goal scorers for the Red Stars. Press, Walls, and Huerta. Christine Nairn now will take the set piece. Nairn, left boot into the box, deflects around to the right side, but out of play, it goes behind the back line, and Dolan with a goal kick. And I talked about it with Danielle Colaprico. She now has become the fastest player in team history to reach 3,500 minutes. She needed approximately 31 minutes. So my math was wrong.
Imagine that.
And you know what? I said 25, so I actually wasn't off by much. But congratulations to Danielle Colaprico for having the most allotted minutes on the field in their first two seasons in Red Stars history.
That's a lot of time on the field.
Yeah.
Played in all 20 matches this year. Kristen Press now along the left side. As that one deflected around, Press now to the right side. She's going to find Huerta charging up ahead along the right side. One-on-one battle there, Huerta. Oh, and she, it went to the left side, and it deflected off the glove of Wise to the back line out of play. Corner kick, Chicago. As we saw that one dribble off the deflection from Wise's gloves, we thought it was going to snail line into the net, but it just goes to Wise's right and out of play.
Yeah, about 2 inches to the other side. That's into the net.
DiBernardo with the near left corner kick. That's the third corner kick for the Red Stars so far tonight. It's our second one of the half already. DiBernardo with the corner kick. Five players in the box, but that airmails everybody. And Gilliland's got chased down along the far right side. Gilliland with the left boot into the box. Looking there for Julie Johnston. As this one now will go back to Kristen Press. Press with a lobber on the edge of the 18. And she'll get it right back off the deflection. She whiffs on the pass attempt. Looks like she wanted to go for Julie Johnston, who was still hanging around in the box. But back the other way come the Washington Spirit. As now this will backpedal back to the defensive half for the Whitney Church on the right side. Now Kelsey Wise, who boots it down right to left, or excuse me, left to right. DiBernardo with the header there, but it's going to find Joanna Lohman. Lohman out of DiBernardo, and Crystal Dunn is going to chase this one down for the Spirit. Dunn in a one-on-one battle, and a good takeaway, DiBernardo. Now to the right side, Huerta once again. Huerta. Settle it back down in her defensive half. Backs it over to Gilliland. Gilliland up ahead now for Cara Walls. And it'll be a Red Star throw on. Is that one deflected off of the Spirit? As that pass went towards the tunnel. Or should I say the deflection went towards the tunnel. Gilliland with the throw on right to left at midfield. Looks ahead and finds Walls. Walls, bodies off done there, and it's a spirit throwing, as that was last touched by Huerta. 56 minute of play. In counting, 3-1 Chicago. And we get a whistle and a foul there went against the Red Stars, and it looked like that was going to go on Cara Walls with too much contact. She was trying to body for the ball there for the tackle attempt. Glad you could join us here in the final NWSL regular season matchup here at Toyota Park between your Chicago Red Stars and the Washington Spirit. 3-1 Red Stars so far. And a quick takeaway there as they were looking for Dunnell on the left side. That being the Spirit. Up ahead now, the Red Stars go with it. Is DiBernardo now to the near side. She looked ahead there. No, she was looking up ahead for Kristen Press, but that one taken away there and canceled out by Whitney Church. Church now over to her left side for Estelle Johnson. Now over to Didasco. Didasco up ahead. It's going to find the possession there of Christine Nairn. Nairn up ahead for Dunn, but that escapes her, and Julie Johnston will go get it.
One of the things I'm noticing there, guys, is they're switching up the defender, whoever's on Dunn, and it's really frustrating her. You know, she was one-on-one with Casey Short there in the first half, but it looks like the Red Stars are changing up defense on the...
Oh, impressed with a...
Yeah.
Big...
couple of steps offside.
I think a couple might be sure going in. Good pass up the upfield nonetheless there from Cara Walls, but Press was way offside, so they'll reset that being the Spirit. As Crystal Dunn now along her left side in the defensive half of the Red Stars, gets it over there to Matheson. Matheson now over to Tori Huster. Huster now to the right side, finds Allie Krieger. Allie Krieger now to the edge of the 18, crosses it into the box near side, deflects away and out of play behind the back line it goes, and it'll be a goal kick for Michelle Dalton. Goals from Cara Walls, Sophia Huerta, and Kristen Press respectively make it 3 for Chicago and 1 from the Washington Spirit. And Crystal Dunn is where we stand on the score sheet. 58th minute here in the second half. You can hear a chant of Let's Go Red Stars starting to roar here through Toyota Park. Players, coaches, referees, as off the goal kick right to left, it stays in the defensive half of Chicago. As Krieger played it up ahead forward for a moment, as Taylor Camot tries to body off Krieger, and she does. Now right to left. It goes for the Red Stars. DiBernardo will backpedal, though, and look for some help, and she finds Colaprico. Colaprico out of her right side finds Aaron Gilliland. Gilliland backs up and centers it to Julie Johnston. Julie Johnston now plays it up head forward, now finds Cara Walls. Walls, oh, and she was canceled out there by Estelle Johnston, and back the other way. Coming out to the edge of the 18 is Dahl, and she scoops it up for the save. Now we're seeing the Red Stars start to backpedal here defensively a little bit here in the last 5 or so minutes.
Yeah, definitely a big change for them. They got to be really careful with the pressure from the Spirit coming down now.
A lot of room forward here for Nairn. Shot in way over the crossbar and out of play.
She definitely hurried that shot, guys. You know, she yeah. had done on the far side of the field wide open, and I think if she could have that shot again, she'd definitely pass that.
You know, and you hope that the Red Stars aren't starting to take their foot off the gas pedal because, you know, Washington really now starting to ask a lot of questions of the Red Stars defense.
As Dalton now with the goal kick right to left on the edge of the 6-yard box. Headers up ahead. It finds Press for a moment. Stays on the left side of Washington's defensive half for a moment. As they played up ahead now to the Red Stars defensive half. A little give and go passing, but it's going to find Julie Johnston instead for the Red Stars. And Johnston will clear it out to the far side now to play. I want to give a shout out to Big Papa, Patrick Fahey. Turning 68 yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We're going to be hitting the links tomorrow morning.
That would be mini golf for me. I don't do the big stuff anymore. I can't hit it straight.
Offsides flag goes up against Crystal Dunn and the Washington Spirits. It'll be a reset for the Red Stars. You see, you strike me as a golfer, though. No?
No, if so, I'd be like, what was it, Daly? Yeah. Like grip it and rip it.
Yeah.
That's my style. If it's to the right, it's good.
That's my dad's saying every time he goes to the tee box, just grip it and rip it. So
I tried his golf course down in Myrtle Beach, Wicked Sticks, and boy, it's wicked because my shot was awful.
So again, happy birthday, Dad. I want to celebrate more of it with you tomorrow.
That's awesome. I'd like to give a shout out to my daughter who just turned 25 on Friday, and she's in town, and Courtney and my granddaughter Peyton are in town over there in Oakland.
Happy birthday, Courtney.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. We went to the Blackhawks scrimmage today. It was fun. Good day.
I don't have anybody in my family celebrating a birthday, so.
Well, happy birthday to you then.
What's your birthday? It's in March.
Well, there you go.
Do have a substitution now as China Williams now checks into the game. And she checks in for Matheson. And Francesca Ortega checks in for Katie Stengel. So that's two quick substitutions immediately for the Spirit, and they're down to one remaining. So now Krieger along the right side brings it up there for Ortega. So Francesca Ortega in along with Shenna Williams. And Katie Stengel and Diana Matheson are out. So those are the recent lineup changes. Red Stars still have all three subs remaining. Krieger right side, plays it up ahead there. She'll find Naren. Naren tries to play it up ahead for Williams. And her and Short trying to hustle this one down, and it's going to hit off of Williams last to the back line. Dalton with a goal kick up coming. Also, I'd be remiss if Cole's family friend of ours, the Crispino family, having a little health issues as well as of late, so thoughts and prayers out to them as well.
Absolutely.
So Dalton now with the goal kick on the edge of the six, right to left. He's winning the 62nd minute, 3-1 Chicago. Krieger at the midfield circle. Plays it up for Huerta. Oh, she wanted to go ahead for press, but that one, too much mustard on it. Yep. And that'll go right to Kelsey Wise.
And she was onside, too.
Yes. This one now as the Spirit defense keep it around. Go to their left side now as he goes to Didasco. Didasco plays it up ahead now left side there for Lohman. Lohman at midfield has that one taken away by Huerta. Huerta now on the right side. Had it for a moment. But Didasco the other way. And here come the Spirit with odd numbers perhaps. Didasco plays it up ahead. Finds Dunn. Gets into the box. But a good play by Sam Johnson defensively. And Casey Short along the left side clears it upfield. Krieger keeps it alive though for possession. Krieger for Naren. Now back over to the right side for Huster. Tori Huster now back to Allie Krieger, near right corner. Allie Krieger crossing to the box near side, looking for the Dunn header. But that one way over Dunn's head. And out of play to the far side. It'll be a Red Star throw-in.
Boy, if Johnson wouldn't have kicked that away, Dunn went at a clear shot to the goal there. Good defense.
I'm going to do a Red Star's Twitter engagement thing. That was overdone on the pass by Krieger.
Yes. You know, I was thinking the same thing. So that's good. You know, guys, we did have...
Watch the Red Stars. If the Red Stars Twitter account steals that from me, I'm not going to be pleased.
Yeah.
Well, it's trademarked.
Do that quickly. We're working on it.
You know, guys, there was one other game in the NWSL tonight, and that was Kansas City defeated Orlando 2-1. So Kansas City going on the road and defeating the Pride 2-1.
As a shot attempt there from the outside of the 18 from Tori Huster goes way out of play to the left. It'll be a Dalton goal kick upcoming. And Kansas City ended in on a good note as they were the defending two-time NWSL champions as they were trying to look for the three-peat this year, but a bit of a disappointing season for them here in 2016.
That'd be a strange feeling when you do that. And yeah. You're looking for a three-peat and you don't make it to the playoffs and you're hitting the links early, you know. And
although they've been the only team that has come into Toyota Park and defeated the Red Stars in regulation.
Yes.
So Kansas City again out of the playoffs. We have our four teams set. Now it's just a matter of who's going to play who. We've got Washington currently at the top, then following Portland, as of now Western New York and Chicago. But again, we've got this match still to conclude, and then the points will reset itself from there. If the result holds, it'll be Red Stars at Portland and Western New York at Washington for next week's NWSL semifinals. But we still have 26 minutes plus stoppage time to go. Nothing set in stone just yet. And foul there against Didasco as she tripped up Colaprico from behind. As it'll be a set piece for the Red Stars and Julie Johnston. 65th minute, 3-1 Red Stars. This is your home for Chicago Red Stars Soccer, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com, part of the Beyond Air Network. Alongside Bill Donnie and Jamie Newell, I'm Ryan Fay with you here at Toyota Park on a beautiful night here for Red Stars Soccer. Johnson with the set piece right to left. Goes up towards the edge of the 18, finds Carl Walls into the box for press off the header. And that one taken away by Diadasco at the very last moment. But right there is Gilliland off the deflection, centering pass attempt looking for Taylor Camo. But that pass right there to the breadbasket of Allie Krieger.
You know, that time Washington did have two defenders on press, which I think is probably the first time they've done it tonight.
And that might have been something they maybe wanted to adjust to a while ago, Bill.
Absolutely, and good observation there, Jamie, because, you know, if they would have left her alone one-on-one, she could take any defender tonight.
Now along the left side with this one is Ortega. Francisco Ortega along the left side gets past Julie Johnson for a moment, deflects around, and that one deflects out of play, and it'll be a corner kick for the Spirit in the far right corner. Be the second corner of the night for Washington. So now it'll be Allie Krieger to take this upcoming corner kick. As they're trying to build something here, down by two. As the Spirit are looking for the shield in the NWSL, that being the top spot in the league going into postseason play. Allie Krieger. Couple players in the six while the rest scatter inside the 18. Krieger with the corner in. Header there and a save made by Dalton right near the line.
Yeah, not an easy save. Especially when you got three or four players there, but Dalton doing a good job of recognizing where the ball was coming from.
Michelle Dalton will let traffic clear out. And she'll boot her right to left. She boots along the right side, but it's nowhere to be found, and it'll go inside the tunnel and out of play. And we will have now our first Chicago Red Stars substitution of the evening, as Taylor Camo will be checking out of tonight's match. And coming into the game will be number four, Alyssa Motz.
In the match, number four, Alyssa Motz.
As the first substitution used by the Red Stars, they have two remaining. Spirit have one remaining. As that sub, as you just heard, came in the 67th minute of action. As this chipped up along the left side, and Kelsey Wise really came out to play that one. As that one was a high hang time kick. At the midfield circle, it bounces around a little bit now, and it'll look for Motz for a second, but instead here come the other way, the Washington Spirit left to right. It's Williams along the right side. Williams inside the 18, runs out of room for a second, deflects there, and scrawling out to come out in the six-yarder for that one is Dalton on the near side to make the save.
Great job by the Red Stars defense to get her to the back line, and great job by Dalton to smother that ball.
Dahl with the boot right to left on the edge of the 18. At midfield, battling with it there was Tori Huster for the Spirit. She gives it off now to Estelle Johnson. Estelle Johnson, her right side for Whitney Church. Now back to Estelle Johnson again, excuse me. Now Diadasco, left side. Plays it up ahead now for Dunn. And a takedown there against Colaprigo. It's going to be a foul on her.
Well, Chicago becoming a little bit lax here on defense, and Washington definitely taking their chances.
As the pass to the right side for Krieger goes out of play, it's a Red Star throw-in, so maybe a wasted opportunity there for Washington.
Crystal Dunn coming up a little bit hobbling after that last foul.
Casey Shore with the throw-in right to left on the near side. And that caught Krieger kind of funky there for a moment, as Carl Walls has it on the near side in front of us here, and that one does go out to the near white line out of play. Krieger with the throw-in for the Spirit. Allie Krieger, the team captain for Washington. Is now along the near side is Williams. Williams in a one-on-one there with Short right side. A little give and go. Goes back to Naren right side. Cross into the box. Diving out there. Addison Russell style is Michelle Dalton.
Yeah, great save by Dalton, because there was a Washington Spirit player right at the back post. So, you know, if that ball gets through, you know, maybe the Spirit have a chance on goal.
And for those who don't know, that is Cubs shortstop Addison Russell, who is a very great defender for the Cubs.
Possible MVP.
No.
It's more Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, if anything. Addison Russell's put on a spectacular second half, though.
Yes.
He is, I think he's fifth in RBI since the All-Star break in the National League. So kudos to him for that. And the wave has started here at Toyota Park. As Williams now has it at midfield for the Spirit. And Didasco has it on the left side now in the defensive half of the Red Stars. Didasco now in a 1-on-1 battle with Huerta. Didasco settles it down, gets it back now to Naren. Naren tries to sneak one in, but can't. And coming out is DiBernardo. DiBernardo now right side. Looks to boot it ahead for Kristen Press, but right there is Church to stop that one. Cleaning up the garbage, though, was Huerta for a moment. I should say Colaprico was. Midfield circle pass now left side there as it's going to find Dunn. Now up head forward, it's going to find Ortega. Ortega back to Dunn, back to Ortega again left side. But coming out to stomp that one is Dalton on her right side of the 18.
You know, guys, the Spirit more cognizant of where Kristen Press is on the field. You can see that where she's standing at midfield, there's a player right next to her. So looks like that might have been one of the adjustments the Spirits made at halftime.
Header up ahead for Pressel on the right side. Didn't have the cleanest of breakaways, but she's into the box. Press centers herself. Left boot just over the crossbar and out of play. Another great set opportunity there as the captain tried to make something out of nothing.
2-3 Spirit defenders there, and she made it look easy.
Yeah.
Wow.
72nd minute, 3-1 Red Stars.
You know, she had a goal last year. I think it was against either Seattle or Portland down in Lyle, where it was kind of the exact same thing where she just turned and just fired, and the goalkeeper had no chance.
Kind of like freezing the goalie, so to speak. And last year, the home for the Red Stars was over at Benedictine University, and they ended the regular season here at Toyota Park, and they've now made this their new home. Because I know the Red Stars needed a bigger venue. As this pass in from DiBernardo from about 30 out is easily dribbled up there and saved by Kelsey Wise. And Jamie, I know you were there for most of it all last year. And it's nothing against Benedictine University, but you know, when it comes to capacity, it was the Red Stars that was really just, you know, it was starting to get, you know, overcrowded there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a couple of those matches last year were sellouts, which, you know, it was great to see when you're playing in a 7,000-seat venue, but you're right, nothing against Benedictine. That was a great venue to watch soccer, but even better to be here at Toyota Park.
So now along the right side for this one is Whitney Church, pass midfield now up ahead to Allie Krieger. Krieger one-on-one there with Motz, plays it up ahead, now finds Williams, and canceling that one out, Sam Johnson. That pass is going to be let go behind the back line, and it's a goal kick for Dalton. And this is something, guys, when you get towards these final 15 minutes or so, that this is where it comes into play when you're up by two, game management.
And also the Red Stars, you know, they have two substitutions compared to the Spirits one. Everything is starting to line up correctly for the Red Stars tonight.
Off the right to left kick from Dalton. Backwards kick there, finds Carl Walls from Kristen Press. Walls now goes to the right side, and chasing up for this one was Motz momentarily, but canceling that one away and settling for the header there is Estelle Johnson. She settles for the throw-in for the Red Stars in front of their own bench. So it'll be Gilliland to throw it in front of her own bench. And she'll throw it right to left on the far side. Far right side. As this one will go ahead for Press for a second. And she holds on to it and gives it over to DiBernardo. And DiBernardo's got a back pedal and go to the back to the right side. Towards midfield for Gilliland. Plays it up ahead now for Sofia Huerta. Sofia Huerta works it around along the far right side. Keeps it in play for a moment. Washington thought was out of play. They stopped playing for a second, and a jump save made by Wise. Huerta almost did it again.
It's just amazing how she can get that ball on goal.
That's the second or third time tonight Washington has stopped play. You got to play whistle to whistle, and Chicago taking advantage of that.
You know, guys, and Huerta has that speed to get around the corner, too.
Motz now near left side in a 1-on-1 battle with Krieger. Goes right to Colaprico. Colaprico sends it back to Julie Johnston now. Julie Johnston going to play it up ahead towards midfield along the right side. Julie Johnston Not often do you see this from Julie. She's going to play it up ahead. Oh, she was looking ahead there for press, but couldn't get to her cleanly. Now it'll be Dunn coming the other way for the Spirit. Dunn with a lot of speed past midfield now. Looks ahead for Williams, but too much on it. And Dalton will boot it right to left. So she came out aggressively to make that play. As it came, though, to the right side for Washington and Allie Krieger. Now centering it up ahead for Dunn. Dunn goes to her left with it. And a whistle and a infraction. I believe they're going to call it on Julie Johnston on the edge of the 18. And she was going one-on-one there with Ortega. So a set piece here for the Spirit from about 30 yards out. And taking this one will be Christine Nairn.
You know, that's from a dangerous area.
It is indeed. That's why they were selecting Nairn to take it. And an opportunity here for Washington to try to cut this deficit in half. They trail 3-1 in the 76th minute. Nairn with an opportunity here to try to set something up. Shot in, but right there is Dalton to make the save. She barely had to move. That one was going in towards the center of the net, and that's where Dalton was, and she makes the save. The Red Stars fans can breathe once again. Dalton with the boot right to left, up ahead. It finds Carl Walsh for a moment, but the header there goes to Tori Huster towards the back line. Up ahead now is Nairn once again, left side. It'll find Williams. And that'll be taken away there by DiBernardo. She makes a circle around in her own defensive half to settle it down to Gilliland along the right side. Gilliland through two defenders nicely, keeps possession of it. Carl Walls at midfield. And this one will sneak ahead up to DiBernardo. DiBernardo with room in front of her. Right pass up ahead. Owen Press is offside.
Wow.
A little bit of a late flag to come up for the offsides, but I believe it was the right call. That's why Press kind of had to hesitate there.
Yeah. Great idea. Wow.
You know, what I'm impressed with is the speed that the Red Stars have through the midfield with Huerta and also DiBernardo to be able to get the ball to either Press or Walls.
Off the boot there from Wise, it went left to right, and the Spirit have it at midfield now. Lohman now back over to her left side as it goes to Nairn. Christine Nairn, very active at the midfield tonight. Up ahead four, now centering it up ahead there for Ortega. Taken down from behind on the play by Colaprico, and another set piece here for Washington from this time about 35 out.
You don't want to give the Spirit this many chances.
Yeah.
But one thing I've noticed is that Chicago puts a lot of traffic in front of the Washington net. Right now, Washington needs to do the same thing if they want to get back into this game.
And again, taking it on the set piece is Christine Nairn. We'll see if she tries to opt for a pass here, but will she try to go in towards the net against Dalton? Nairn with the left boot into the box, looking for a deflection. It's hanging around, and a clear out to the near side by the Red Stars and Sofia Huerta.
Great job by Huerta to recognize where she's at on the field and get that ball out of bounds.
And along the near side off the throw-in, a misplay there by Estelle Johnson. It's going to be a goal kick for Michelle Dalton and the Red Stars.
But you can start seeing some of the frustration come in, you know, with Nairn with that kick. You know, she was watching it bounce around, and, you know, after it was finally stopped by the Red Stars, she just put her hands on her hips, looked up to the sky, and she's very frustrated right now.
Once again, getting loud here at Toyota Park. The thunder sticks that were handed out before the game are coming up, coming with the sound again. As coming the other way is Dunn once again left to right. Gets around one defender on the edge of the 18. Goes to her left, and she'll find Williams for a moment to flex off of Gilliland. And corner kick number three of the evening out of the Spirit.
You know, Jamie, you called it. You know, it's good to see this place filled up.
Yeah.
And if you want soccer to succeed, this is where it starts, and you mentioned that.
Right. You know, and the great thing about the Red Stars is it's affordable family entertainment. You know, what are most tickets here, like maybe $25? You know, great family outing, you know, long as the weather's good, and, you know, we're seeing it now.
Krieger far left corner kick, couple headers around inside the 18, and it goes on to play to the back line. It's another Dalton goal kick.
don't forget about the great broadcasting.
And yeah, bring your radio. Yeah, bring your radio or your smartphone or something like that. And yeah.
I got my first plug in. It feels good.
Yeah, this is, I've been here for all 10 home matches, and I would not. I'd be remiss if I say that I would. I'll miss these kind of feelings here for the season. As coming into the match now will be Jen Hoy, who's been dealing with right plantar fasciitis for a while. As Hoy is now in for Carl Walls.
That hurts.
Yes, it does.
I've never had it. I know people have had it, and it hurts.
Second sub used by Rory Dames. He's got one remaining. So Hoy in, Walls out. Good to see Jen Hoy back in action here at Toyota Park. Williams with a shot off the far left corner of the 18. And it'll be another spear thrown off the deflection. 81st minute. Still 3-1 Red Stars. But with the way the second half has gone, as it's another goal kick for Dalton, you can still kind of feel as if the Red Stars still aren't totally out of the woods yet.
As they bring in their final substitute of the night, too.
And coming out will be Joanna Lohman. And checking into the match will be Estefania Benigni. And Benigni had a big game on July 9th when the Red Stars were in Washington. She had a goal in the 2-0 victory for the Spirit back on July 9th. So Benigni in
Washington
and Lohman out.
The 81st minute. Ending the match. Number 10.
So no more subs are available Benigni for the Washington Spirit. 15. Again, the Red Stars still have one.
Lohman.
82nd minute, 3-1 Red Stars. If the Red Stars win, they go to Portland next week for the NWSL semifinals. If Washington is to rally and make a comeback for the ages, these two teams will rematch next Friday night in Washington. And a quick turnover. It's Dunn coming the other way with it now. And the shot too far to the left behind Dalton out of play. And another goal kick. And again, we're seeing Washington just kind of throwing everything they can at the net at this point.
Yeah, and that's about the fourth shot that Dunn has pulled wide.
And that's when you kind of see shots like that, Bill, that's when you know that this Washington Spirit team really urgent just to try to throw something against this Red Stars defense that really has been holding up all night.
Yeah, you're going to see, I think, the Spirit take a lot more chances here in the last 10 minutes or so here of this second half. They're going to have to throw everything at the Red Stars.
Nice play to the near side from Williams. Oh, and they were looking there for Benigni in the center of the box. She might have had a wide open net there if that pass would have got to her cleanly. Either way, we play on. Left side of the 18, it's done. Has to back it off there as it goes over to Naren. Naren now centering pass in, and a save made, Dalton. One of the easier saves Dalton's made here in the second half. As we're into the 83rd minute, 3-1 Red Stars. Dalton now with the boot right to left. A line drive goes right there to Huerta and over the head of Press. Motz tries to chase it down along the near side. And coming up with it is Benigni. Benigni out of the right side for Williams. Inside the 18 and the right side. Williams, line drive into the box. There for a moment, but it'll go right to DiBernardo on the edge of the 18. Behind the back kick. And DiBernardo is down. And is slow to get up. We play on, though, as the Spirit have it back at midfield. DiBernardo gets up and appears to be okay. Now Motz now on left, near left side for the Red Stars. Pass midfield. Motz dribbles up and a one-on-one with Krieger. Motz, inside pass, finds Jen Hoy looking to center it back, but nobody home. But it'll go right to Kristen Press on the edge of the 18. Press settles it back, goes to her left with it momentarily. Ooh, tries to sneak it ahead for Alyssa Motz, but Allie Krieger, the star defender right there to smother that one up. Now back come Washington the other way as we approach now the 85th minute. Naren up ahead now for Benigni. Benigni, and I don't know what that was there, as the pass went up ahead for Ortega and she booted it backwards like as if it was a big pass the other way. It found short for a moment and deflected away there by Ortega. It's a Red Star throwing in the near right side. Casey Shore with the throw-in. 3-1 Red Stars. Up ahead, it Found press for a moment and skipped ahead over of Hoy. And now played up ahead, now over to Huster. Huster to the right side, and it'll be back played over to Naren. Naren right side again, finds Benigni. Stefania Benigni centers it back over, pass inside, and sprawling out and having to hop over the goalie was Julie Johnson as Dalton made the save.
You know, for Chicago, they got to know that this pressure's coming, so they're definitely going to have to tighten down on defense, and they're going to have to, I think, have a big game of keep away here in the last couple minutes.
DiBernardo at midfield. Goes to the right side, and Aaron Gilland will come up and play it. Gilland with a nice move inside. Goes back to the right side there. She's looking there for Hoy momentarily. And chasing that one down and coming back forward was Caprice Didasco. Didasco far left corner deflects up forward for Dunn. And that one deflects out of play to the Banners there along the far side. It'll be a spear throw-in. And now this one, it'll be to Hoy on the right side, and she wanted to do give and go there with DiBernardo, but it goes to the far left corner out of play. It's a spear throw-in. Approaching the 87th minute now. Still 3-1 Red Stars. If this result holds, the Red Stars go to Portland next weekend for the NWSL semifinals. And that would be next Sunday, October 2nd. If the result holds and the Red Stars go to Portland, but we can't confirm that officially yet as Williams on the right side of the 18, bodied off there by Sam Johnson momentarily. Now Benigni centers it back to the right side of the 18. A skip ahead pass finds Krieger, centering pass in, but that one a little too hot for Dunn to handle. Goes to the far left side now for Dunn in the spirit. And a good come up play there from DiBernardo defensively. Goes out of play, it's still a Washington throw nevertheless. As now the Spirit, in terms of time of possession, they've really owned it the last 10 or so minutes, Bill.
Absolutely, and this is one of the things you gotta be careful for. Even though you have a two-goal lead, Washington really knows how to pressure, and they're definitely coming at them at the Red Stars right now.
Julie Johnson one-on-one there with Benigni, and the Red Stars get it right back. Now Pressel on the left side. Pass kind of airmailed her to the left a little bit. And now she's going to go one-on-one with Allie Krieger. Here's a nice little matchup for you, for all you soccer fans out there. But that one goes out of the play to the near side. It's a Red Star throw-in upcoming.
So do you think they had a lot of battles in Team USA camp?
As I wouldn't doubt it. And now to the near left side of the 18. DiBernardo centering pass there where they were looking for the header there for Hoy. Press right there to keep it alive. Inside the box. Oh, it's Huerta, but over the crossbar and out of play.
Hoy coming in, showing no ill effects whatsoever, really playing some really good soccer.
And we'll have the third and final substitution used by Rory Dames in just a moment, as coming out of the game will be Vanessa DiBernardo. And we'll have that for you in just a moment, as it would appear that Katie Naughton's getting set to check in.
They have a spirit player down.
And that was way behind the play, and that is Shayna Williams that is down on the play, or I should say after the play, as the substitution now will take effect for the time being, as Katie Naughton will come in.
Boy, for Washington, that's not something you want to see heading into the playoffs, one of your, you know, starting forwards lying on the turf here at Toyota Park.
And that's Shayna Williams, who came in earlier here in the second half as a sub. But that's what's so great about this Spirit team that's led them to the coming in tonight at the top spot, is that they've got a great forward line, but it's also their depth that is top notch here in the NWSL.
Yeah, looks like they're bringing a stretcher out there, guys.
And it's not a good sight for any Washington Spirit player, coach, or fan, as it looks like they were taking a look at her right leg. And this happened all behind the play, so it looks like she had gotten tangled up with a player. I did not see who it was per se.
Yeah, I didn't either.
one thing, guys, you see here is even though you have the Washington Spirit being the number one team, this is two teams, I think, going in opposite directions. You got the Red Stars probably playing some of their best soccer going into the playoffs. And right now, Washington, even though they're number one, it's a team looking for an identity. And if it goes like we think it's going to go, that matchup is going to be a really good matchup to watch between those two teams.
Yeah. Yeah. As we crawl in towards the 90th minute, there will be stoppage time obviously added on as Williams is now being taken off on the stretcher. And a nice ovation from the Red Stars crowd as Williams gets taken off. Julie Johnston going over there for a sign of good sportsmanship just to say her condolences, obviously. And again, while that happened, Katie Naughton checked in for Vanessa DiBernardo. So all subs have been used for both teams.
So that means Washington has to play with 10 men. Because they've used all their subs.
Good call there, Jamie Newell.
I mean, stoppage time, I'm guessing it's not going to make that big of a deal as opposed to what happened, say, like in the 60th or 70th minute.
So it'll be Kelsey Wise now to boot it left to right as we get playback underway. The monitor for stoppage time didn't go up officially, but we'd imagine that there'd be at least a few minutes play. But we are in stoppage time nevertheless, folks. 3-1 Red Stars. As the Spirit play it back now to Kelsey Wise. And really coming out to play that one there was Jen Hoy. Trying to make Wise think there quickly. As Krieger now along the right side gets it up towards midfield for Dunn. And it looks like we're going to have 5 minutes of stoppage time. 5 minutes officially now. So 5 minutes of stoppage time added on. Joey Johnson now backpedals and gets it back over to Dalton. Dalton now with the boot right to left. And that'll go out of play to the Red Stars bench. Spirit throwing.
Chicago's got to be careful. They're going to play keep away, but they've got to be really careful with that game too.
The fourth official has indicated that the referee will be adding a minimum of 5 minutes of additional time in the second half.
It's official, 5 minutes of stoppage time added.
Fans, please return to your seats.
So we'll be here for a little while.
So you're not blocked the walkways. Please do not block the aisles. Return to your seats.
I thought he was going to say, return to your seats. Please don't go to your cars seats. Yet.
Yeah.
Traffic can wait. It's done now along the right side in the Red Stars defensive half. And he goes up ahead now for Naren. Naren with a couple fakes. Plays it up ahead now for Dunn. Inside pass hits off of Julie Johnston. Goes to the near right side and out of play behind the goal line. And it'll be a corner kick for the Spirit. It is corner kick number 4 for them tonight. So if this result is to hold, as Allie Krieger will take the corner from the near right corner of the field. Boot comes in. Shot into the box. Header there. Hits off the crossbar. And out of play.
Wow.
Goal kick for
we
Dalton.
We haven't heard in a while since our last game.
Yeah.
I don't know how many crossbars did you call in that last game, Ryan?
A lot. And that was off the boot of Sofia Huerta 3 times in that first half against Kansas City.
Wow.
They got to give me one last crossbar call before I retire for the 2016 season. As Michelle Dalton booted right to left on the right side as it goes up towards midfield. As it looks like this with this result holding, it'll be the Red Stars going to Portland next Sunday to have a battle with the Thorns and Tobin Heath, while the Washington Spirit will return home on Friday to host Western New York. And the winners of those two matches head down to Houston, Texas for the NWSL Championship. And that takes place, the championship, on October 9th.
You know, I'm thinking, guys, with the way the Spirit have been playing, I don't think it's a given that they're going to beat Western New York.
I agree.
I know, and I think that's kind of what Bill was alluding to earlier, that Western New York matchup between Washington, and that's nothing to take away from what Chicago and Portland can offer, but you want to talk about a star-studded matchup, that's another good one. As this cross attempt goes out of play, and that one deflected off of Sam Johnson, so another corner kick in the near right corner for Washington, corner kick number 5 on the evening for them.
Yeah, Washington bringing up their goalie almost all the way down now as they're definitely in desperation mode here.
Red Stars coming into the 20th match of the season. allowed only 19 goals. They've allowed one tonight. So 20-20 for the Red Stars so far this season. And the goal average allowed one.
I still think they are the most dangerous team, like you mentioned, Jamie. Yeah. I think you got to be careful.
Michelle Dahl with another goal kick as the corner kick went over the heads of everybody now to play behind the back line. As Dalton boots her right to left on the edge of the six-yard box. Goes up ahead, and it skips over Jen Hoy. And this one will go back to Kelsey Wise. And the chance of Let's Go Red Stars reign here at Toyota Park. Krieger now on the right side. Pushes it up past midfield, and she finds it there for Ortega. One-on-one battle there with Sam Johnson in the near right corner. Ortega to her right. Sells it down for a moment. Gets around Johnson for a moment. Crosses it in. Header there by Johnson. Gets it out of the box for a moment. Keeping that one, though, is Huster. Huster now over there to Naren, who switches to the right side for Krieger again. Allie Krieger now over there to Ortega. Same spot again for Ortega. Left boot into the box, but a save easily made by Dalton on the one hopper. And the whistle goes, and that is going to do it. The 2016 regular season concludes with an exclamation point for the Chicago Red Stars. 20 matches total, 20 goals allowed, only one loss here at Toyota Park all season long. And the Red Stars will hold on to the three spot for the upcoming NWSL playoffs. And that means they'll move on to Portland next Sunday evening as they look for a spot in the NWSL title game.
Great, impressive game tonight. They had to come out fast, and they did. Very impressive here for the Red Stars.
Yeah, great win by the Red Stars. You know, they got that third goal early, and Washington scored that last, to make it 3-1, but they didn't let it go any further.
So again, the final score here tonight, Red Stars 3, Spirit 1. So the Red Stars will finish the year 9-5-6 with 32 total points, and Washington falls to 12-5-3 and Stain with 39 points. So with that being said, if Portland wins tomorrow, that means they take the shield. So as of now, it would be Chicago versus Portland and Washington versus Western New York. Now, if Portland is to win tomorrow, that means they leapfrog ahead of the Washington Spirit for the shield spot. And if they are to do that, this matchup that you just saw, you'll see it again next Friday night in Maryland. And we talk about this coming into it as the pregame show, guys, as a tone setter for the playoffs. Well, I believe the Red Stars have set the tone.
Yeah. Sky Blue FC, the opponent for Portland, tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, the Red Stars came out and did what they had to do, guys, tonight. And, Washington, again, I think going into the playoffs, they got to be looking at their team, trying to find an identity. Even though they are the number one, may get the shield, may not get the shield, this is a team right now that's reeling when you need to be playing your best soccer.
And then you also have the injury to Williams. That's not going to help you either.
Right.
No, that's definitely going to shorten the bench for the Spirit next week in the playoffs.
And again, our thoughts over to Shayna Williams, who was taken off due to a right leg injury. As again, final score, Red Stars 3, Spirit 1. And also, we really didn't mention this too much during the game, and we didn't really need to. No Alyssa Nair, no Stephanie McCaffrey, and you just beat the best team in the league by two.
And one thing, Jennifer Hoy comes back in after, I can't even pronounce that. It just sounds that horrible of an injury to come back in and get a little bit of game time underneath her before going into the playoffs. I think that is very, very important. Like you said, with McCaffrey being out, her coming back in, and them playing the way that they did tonight, they're going into the playoffs, I think a very, very determined team.
And that just proves how valuable it is to have that backup when your number one goes down. You play the best team in the league, you know, Michelle Dalton, as we said, has a lot of experience playing for the Red Stars. She was able to get the job done tonight.
And again, we'll reiterate the playoff scenarios for you for the Chicago Red Stars upcoming. If the Portland Thorns win tomorrow, that means the Red Stars go to Washington to rematch with the Spirit next Friday night at 7 o'clock. If the Thorns lose tomorrow against Sky Blue or draw, that means that they go to Portland next Sunday night at 6 o'clock. And for all you Red Stars fans out there, you know how the road parties have gone. The official watch party for all Red Stars home games start at AJ Hudson's. Guys, it's been an incredible season here at Toyota Park. Only one loss overall for the Red Stars in regulation. This team proved that they know how to handle home field advantage, and now they go on the road to try to capture an NWSL championship now.
And that's a big key. I mean, you want your home ground to be a fortress and, you know, win all the matches, which the Red Stars were almost able to do, and, you know, snag a couple of points on the road and go from there.
I don't think the Red Stars care who they play, and I think Washington knows that if it does come down to Chicago playing them again, especially with that injury, as you called, to Williams, this is going to be a game to watch. Either way, it's going to be an exciting playoffs, but I think the Red Stars going through this with a lot of momentum and a lot of good things going for this team.
And again, with them, that being the Red Stars, playing some very good soccer as of late. They had the 0-0 draw against Kansas City a few weeks ago, had the bye week last week just to kind of rest up a little bit. And if you can get McCaffrey and Nayer back with the way that they've been playing, especially to a team like Washington, and as Jamie mentioned it, out of the four teams that are going to the postseason, Red Stars probably not the scariest team to face.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you said it, Ryan. You know, as well as the Red Stars have been playing, if I'm, you know, Washington or Portland, you know, I'm Portland, I'm looking, you know, I don't know if they want any part of the Red Stars.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants any part of the Red Stars right now. Like you said, if they can get everybody healthy, this is a team going in the right direction at the right time.
Absolutely. And the right direction for the Red Stars is the postseason. And before we say our thank yous and goodbyes for the 2016 season here from Toyota Park, as we wrap things up here for you on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com, as the Red Stars end the regular season with an exclamation point, getting the 3-1 victory over the Washington Spirit. I know, Jamie, you've been our Mr. Red Stars here for the past couple of seasons now. What's different about this upcoming postseason run than maybe from what you saw last year?
I think the Red Stars are in a, even though the Red Stars, I think, finished, what, second last year in the regular season, I think now they really have a shot at winning the title. You know, Kansas City was kind of, you know, head and shoulders above maybe everybody else last year, but I think right now with Washington, Portland, Chicago, and Western New York, that the Red Star, I would not be surprised if on October 10th, October 9th, rather, in Houston, that the Red Stars would be lifting the NWSL Cup.
I think it's a breath of fresh air for them, knowing that Kansas City is nowhere to be found. And, you know, the way that this team's playing right now, again, I said it before, I just don't think they care who they play. They want to play. As a matter of fact, I bet you they could, if they wanted to, they could play it. They would play tomorrow. That's how determined this team is playing right now.
I'll give you a recap of how the goals were scored here tonight. In the 6th minute, was the captain, Kristen Press. Then 20 minutes later, Carl Walls for the Red Stars in the 26th minute. And then a pair of goals in the 47th minute, one by Sophia Huerta for the Red Stars, and then immediately Crystal Dunn the other way for the Washington Spirit. And those were the goals that were scored in tonight's matchup. I also like to point out as well, this is our second season of doing Chicago Red Stars soccer here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. For every season we've been here, the Red Stars have gone to the playoffs.
Exactly.
So, you know, forget the talent on the field. The fact that we've been here,
right,
clearly, we're the reason why the Red Stars are going to the playoffs, right?
Right. Yeah, we got to make sure that we tell the Red Stars that you know, they changed venues. We're still here. They're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, we've been the common denominator.
Exactly.
So
absolutely. And when you look at it, you know, the opportunity, you guys have been doing this, you know, for quite some time, and this is only my second game, but this is a great environment. The talent on the field, the fans, the passion, and the fact that we broadcast to who knows how many people are listening out there, the millions Millions. As The Rock would say. But this is such a great opportunity. And I tell you, if you're one of those people that sits on the edge and says, I'm not much of a soccer fan, listen or come out here. This is a great, great environment.
And if you do come out here, make sure you're listening. And the great thing about this is, you know, the NWSL is to the women's game to what the MLS is to men's soccer. I mean, we're doing the top professional American women's soccer
league.
And
if you look at it from a competitive standpoint, the women is the NWSL while the men's is the EPL.
Yeah.
From a big competitive standpoint internationally.
And if you like Olympics, you're watching Olympians here night in and night out.
World champions as well, mind you.
Absolutely.
Because the World Cup was even here, I can't remember which match it was, but the World Cup trophy was here about a month ago as well. I should say 2 months ago.
Impressive trophy.
Yes.
Impressive. I forgot to mention this. My stepson, Ryan Thomas, his 25th birthday also. I cannot forget that.
You'd be hearing about it if that didn't happen.
I would be.
Exactly. There you go.
I would be.
A lot of people to thank here tonight, obviously, as we conclude our regular season broadcast here at Toyota Park. And final score, Chicago Red Stars 3, Washington Spirit 1 here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. That's Jamie Newell and Bill Downing. I'm Ryan Fahey. This has been my first season with the Red Stars. As Jamie, you know, you were with Chris LeBosco last year. He's moved on, and we want to say our congrats to him
exactly.
As he's moved on to Mississippi.
Absolutely.
As he's the new play-by-play man down in Mississippi for the River Kings down for the local SPHL. If I get that wrong, I do apologize. But, you know, the partnership that we have here with the Chicago Red Stars for the last couple of seasons, it's really growing and building. And, you know, some of the people behind the scenes here for the Red Star side of it that maybe don't get enough credit as they should on the air or just, you know, whether the fans maybe don't notice it or whatever. Arneem Wishler, the owner for the Chicago Red Stars, Lisa LeHue, the general manager who puts in hours and hours of work day in and day out. Amber Klimek, the operations director. Lauren Barlow on sales executive. Justine Freed, the communications and partnership manager. Matt Zellick, the operations manager. Equipment and operations assistant, Katie Farage. Creative manager, Julie Rochelle. Gunnar Berndt, the communications consultant, and you can check out all of his great content on ChicagoRedStars.com as well. Mascot coordinator and partnership, Alex Kenya. Sales executive, Bill Belmonte. Brian Mineta, also in the sales executive department. And last but not least, the vice president of sales and marketing, our guy, Scott Kozak. Scott Kozak is one of our main partners here that has helped us get the broadcast going for the second straight year here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. A special shout out to Scott, especially for having us come out here for another year of doing Red Star Soccer. This is a first-class organization that we've been happy to work with and get involved with. I know, Bill, you know, it's been great to have, you know, Jamie, you come back for a second season. Bill, you come on board for a couple of the broadcasts for the season. Courtney Walsh joining me in and out throughout the season as well. And it's been an honor for me personally to be here calling NWSL Soccer, Chicago Red Star Soccer. It's a humbling opportunity, Bill, as you mentioned, and you know, there's really no words to describe what this season really has been about, whether it's us up here in the booth or you fans that are listening or have been to Red Star games before.
Oh, no doubt, and I tell you, when you listen to the call, and again, I'd say this if you weren't here, you bring excitement to the broadcast. You know, when people say all it is kicking a ball from here to here, you got to listen, you got to understand, and you educate people through the broadcast. And the fact that you allow others to come in here and do like what we're doing tonight, Jamie, I think it's just a pleasure to do.
Yeah, and it's great. I always love watching, you know, I've made it known I'm a huge Chelsea fan, and I love watching soccer whenever I can. And this has been a joy for me. But, you know, guys, we need to special thanks to our boss at
yep.
Illinois Media School, Pete Ferrari, for giving us this opportunity to be able to come out here.
Absolutely, and thank you for the very kind words, Bill. I do appreciate that. That means a lot to me. And, you know, I was enlisted with the task of they gave me the season pass for the year here. I knew that comes, you know, that comes with a lot of responsibility. It's like, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, see, I didn't even get one. I had one last year. I didn't even get one this year.
Mine's in Sharpie. So, I mean,
yeah, so is mine. I mean, I had a season one last year. So.
But it's well earned, though. You know, we wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for the Illinois Media School, Be On Air, Chicagoland Sports Radio, Sports Town of Chicago, our sister station. I mean, so many thanks. And, you know, and I cannot wait for October 31st to get my feet wet with the school. It's just going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great to have you around a lot more, Bill. And, Jamie, it's always a I know you and I have been doing a lot of stuff together over the years. It's always been great to have you up here in the booth, my friend.
Yeah, it's been a blast. And, you know, when you have great events, it makes the broadcast easier, because I've done games in my radio career that are just not fun to do, but this right here is definitely fun to do.
I've never done soccer. And I tell I wish this was not the last game. This is fun.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I didn't really get into the broadcasting of soccer until last year, and it's a blast.
Certainly a blast indeed. It's been an incredible two seasons we've had so far with the Red Stars overall. We should look for many more to come here. As again, the final score to end the 2016 NWSL regular season, Chicago Red Stars defeat the Washington Spirit 3-1. And guys, before we wrap this up, your final thoughts is, no matter who they play, what is the key for the Red Stars to get down to Houston and try to go for a championship?
I think for me it's just simple, win Friday or Sunday. I mean, the way that the Red Stars are playing, I think they have an excellent opportunity to do that. Whether they go out to Portland and play in that atmosphere out there, or whether it's against Washington, I think the Red Stars are poised to make a run at the NWSL Cup.
Yeah, I wasn't sure Chicago, after that Kansas City game, if they could come out with urgency in the first half. They did, and I think that's key. If they carry that momentum and they can get healthy, this is a team that I would not want to play, even if I had the best record on the planet, because I think this team is definitely ready to go. If they can become healthy and carry this momentum and pressure right out of the gate, it's a dangerous team.
I would encourage also all of our listeners and any fans of the Red Stars, or just soccer for that matter, Red Stars are going to be on the road the rest of the way for the playoffs. No matter where they're going to be playing, make sure to check out the official watch party at A.J. Hudson's on the north side of Chicago. Not that far from Wrigley Field. I've been to A.J. Hudson's before. Really, really cool place. I mean, it's also, you know, a great place to watch some college football. They're a Penn State area. And it's also a great place for Chicago Red Stars soccer as well.
And also EPL. They're a Chelsea bar, too.
Yep, indeed they are. So, again, final score, Red Stars 3, Washington Spirit 1. Thank you to all of our listeners who have been tuning in throughout the 2016 season. Keep track of the Chicago Red Stars and the NWSL all over social media. Everywhere you can find NWSL soccer, it's everywhere. Make sure you go find it. I'll be tweeting about it throughout the season as well, as the postseason gets underway next week, along with the NWSL Championship. And again, for my guys up here tonight, for Bill Downing and Jamie Newell, I'm Ryan Fay, signing off for one final time here in 2016 for Chicago Red Star Soccer on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.